You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Officials in Bulgaria say the brother-in-law of one of the men who attacked the Charlie Hebdo newspaper in January last year has been jailed in Bulgaria. Stefan Boss reports that authorities suspect him of trying to join extremists in Syria.
Bulgaria's interior ministry confirmed that 20-year-old Murat Hamid is being held in the Balkan nation amid concerns that he wanted to join the ranks of terror group Islamic State. Interior Minister Romiana Bachvarova said Hamid had behavior typical for a foreign fighter, and that's how he was identified. A Bulgarian court was to rule Tuesday on his detention. French prosecutors plan to use a European arrest warrant to gain custody of Hamid, who is the brother-in-law of Sheriff Kouachi, a feared militant. Kouachi and his brother Said shot dead 12 people in an attack on the offices of satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in Paris last year, including 10 journalists and 2 police officers. They were later killed by security forces. The bloodshed was followed by a coordinated assault by gunmen in the French capital in November that killed 130 people. Murat Hamid was initially suspected of a role in the January 2015 attack on the paper, but his high school classmates launched a successful social media campaign to clear his name, saying he was in class at the time. In published remarks, he described himself as a student who lives peacefully with his parents. Yet authorities remained concerned about his alleged ties to Islamist militants. On Monday, the Paris prosecutor's office said that someone close to Hamid warned of his probable trip to Syria, where the Islamic State group is very active. Hamid, who was apparently being monitored by French security services, was reported missing on July 25th by his family in France. Officials said Monday that he was eventually detained in late July in Bulgaria after being turned back at the Turkish border. It's now up to Bulgaria to decide when and if he will be extradited to France. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.